You're listening to day 3 of the Working with the Ancestors retreat. Welcome to the 12th House Retreats. I'm so glad you made some time for yourself today. So why don't you get comfortable? We're going to ease into a guided visualization right after this quick fireside chat. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to day 3 of Working with the Ancestors. So over the last couple of weeks, we have been working with our maternal bloodline, and we have met or tried to communicate with our maternal grandfather and our maternal grandmother's bloodlines. And we're doing that using all of our clairsenses, but maybe focusing a little bit more on the clairvoyance and the clairsentience. And so I'd be curious to know how it's been going for you in your day-to-day life. Are you starting to see, feel, hear synchronicities? And synchronicities are those things that we might term coincidences, where maybe you keep seeing the same number over and over again, or maybe you keep running into the same person over and over again, or you're thinking of a person and they happen to call at that very moment or send you a text at that very moment. So synchronicities are a way of just letting you know that you're starting to align with your life's purpose, that maybe your spirit guides are trying to communicate with you and just letting you know you're on the right path, or just asking you to pay special attention to what you're doing at the moment. They're just nice little encouragements, and they start to happen more and more, those synchronicities, when you're starting to connect with yourself a little bit more, starting to connect with your inner voice, your higher self, and connecting with your ancestors as well. So maybe that's been happening for you. And we're going to keep going. The next 2 weeks are going to be about connecting with our paternal grandparents. So today we're going to be connecting with our father's bloodline. And we're going to be doing the same thing as we've done, going through guided visualization, but maybe focusing a little bit more on clairaudience. So clairaudience is the ability to hear messages. So I want you to think about, we talked about this a little bit last episode, where you have to minimize your expectations, where you might think, oh, I'm going to hear a message and it's going to be as clear as if somebody is standing next to me saying it out loud. But that's not always the way clairaudience presents itself. So clairaudience isn't always necessarily just hearing a message as clear as if somebody was sitting next to you. It sometimes is hearing, you know, that voice inside your head that is talking to you. That could be clairaudience. So you're not really hearing it with your ears. You're more hearing it with your mind, if I can explain it in that way. Another way that clairaudience can work is you might just have words popping up in your mind. And it could be that you're hearing that voice, like with your mind's eye. It could also be that you're seeing that word maybe written. It's another way that it could pop up. So when we're doing the guided visualization, just keep in mind that when I invite you to maybe hear messages coming in, don't overreach. Don't think that, you know, I have to hear it clearly. Just wait and open yourself up and see what comes up for you. And maybe, you know, I'll be asking you or inviting you to hear the messages and instead you're seeing them. And that's perfectly fine. So just let whatever the experience is come through, as opposed to trying to direct it or reaching or expecting some particular kind of result. So just be open again and adapt to what comes up for you. So we're going to get started. So I invite you now to just get into your comfortable seated position or lying down position. Whatever works for you, just start getting yourself into that position. And once you've kind of settled into your comfortable position, I want you to just practice a little bit of breath work before we get into the whole meditation. So I want you to just focus on your belly. So that spot of your belly that's right below your belly button. And I want you to try taking a deep breath in. And as you're taking that deep breath in, I want you to expand your lower belly. And so it's like you're taking the breath in and pushing it into your lower belly. Take a deep breath in and push that belly out. And then as you exhale, bring in that lower belly. So it's like you're bringing in the lower belly to push out all of the air. Okay, and try that again. So breathe in, you're expanding your lower belly. And then when you're exhaling, you're pushing that lower belly and letting all of that air come right back out of your lungs. One more time, breathe it in. Belly expands and push it out by just pushing your lower belly in and exhaling all of your breath. Now this time, I want you to inhale and you're going to expand your lower belly, but can you inhale your breath a little bit more so that you're pushing out your lower belly, but also then bringing that air up into your rib cage and expanding your rib cage. So you're going to breathe in, expand your lower belly, and then just breathe in a little bit more so that the air is going up into your rib cage and expanding that rib cage. As you exhale, imagine all the breath coming out of your rib cage. So your rib cage is shrinking back, and you're also pushing your lower belly in so that all the air is coming out of your lungs. So you're breathing in, expanding your lower belly, and then bringing that air all the way up into your rib cage. So you're expanding your rib cage. And then as you exhale, you're doing the reverse. So you're letting the air out of your rib cage and pushing in your lower belly so that the air is going out through your mouth or through your nose, whichever works best for you. Let's try it one more time. We're breathing in, expanding the lower belly, and then expanding the rib cage. And then we're breathing out and we're contracting the rib cage and contracting the lower belly, and all the air is coming out. So that's a nice full breath, and we're going to practice that in the first part of the meditation. If it got too complicated for you, don't worry about it too much. Maybe just focus on the lower belly going in and out, and breathing through your nose or through your mouth, whatever is most comfortable for you is fine. All right, so now let's get started. So in your comfortable position, I invite you to just close your eyes or soften your gaze, whatever's most comfortable for you. And I invite you to just take that deep breath in. Just normal breathing right now. Deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in. And exhale. Deep breath in. And exhale. Deep breath in. And as you exhale, bring your attention down to your feet, down to the soles of your feet, and imagine some strong roots just growing out from your soles and really grounding themselves in the earth, pushing and growing. Pushing and growing all the way down to the center of the earth. And wrapping themselves around the core. Now I want you to take a deep breath in. And exhale. And on your next deep breath in, just imagine, bring that breath all the way up from the tips of your roots, moving the breath all along the roots, all the way back up through the earth to your feet. And you can bring that breath all the way up to your hips. And take a deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. On your next inhale, I want you to do the belly breathing. So take an inhale and expand your belly. And on an exhale, push your belly in, letting all the air out. On an inhale, push your belly out. And exhale, contract your belly. And on your next inhale, see if you can expand into the rib cage. Breathe in, pushing the belly out and expanding into the rib cage. And as you exhale, contracting the rib cage and the lower stomach. And again, breathe in and exhale. Breathe in and exhale. As you keep taking these deep breaths in and out, I want you to imagine a pea-sized light growing at the base of your spine, just where your coccyx is. And as you inhale, I want you to imagine that that pea-sized light is growing just a little bit. Your deep breath in, it's growing. And as you exhale, it stays that size. But on your next inhale, it grows just a little bit more. Breathe out. Again, when you're breathing in, with every breath in, it's just growing a little bit more, becoming brighter and brighter until you reach the size of about a grapefruit. Deep breath in and exhale. I want you to imagine that that grapefruit size ball of light is shining brightly right at the base of your spine. And as you take another deep breath in, I want you to imagine that that ball of light is climbing up your spine, going all the way up to your crown. And as you exhale, I want you to imagine that ball making its way back down your spine, almost giving you a really nice spine massage as it makes its way down back to the base of your spine. Take another deep breath in and imagine that ball of light going back up your spine, all the way up past your neck, going right into your crown. And as you exhale, imagine it coming right back down your spine, slowly massaging it as it goes. Take another deep breath in. Again, that ball of light is going up your spine, all the way to your crown, and then coming all the way back down on your exhale. deep breath in. A light goes all the way up your spine, up to your crown. And on your exhale, it makes its way back down, down to the base of your spine. Deep breath in. The light's going to come up your spine. But this time, we're just going to leave it at the top of your crown. And on your exhale, I want you to imagine that ball of light actually going up into the sky, up into the universe, connecting to your higher self. And once you get there, you can take a deep breath in and bring that light back down through to your crown, down your spine, and this time extend it again all the way down your legs, all the way down your roots into the center of the earth. And as you continue your breathing, bring that light back up through the roots, through your legs, relaxing each muscle as you go, back up your spine, up your crown, all the way to your higher self, and then making its way back down again. And you can stop it at the base of your spine. And once your light is at the base of your spine, just take another deep breath in, expanding the belly and the rib cage. And exhale, contracting that rib cage and the belly. Now I want you to imagine yourself in your favorite room. This could be the room that you've been to before. It could be a new room today. Whatever you choose, what's important is that you feel safe in that room. Take a moment to look around and notice what's on the walls, what's in the room, the decorations, the furniture. The shape of the room. Is there anything important to notice in the room today? Now, as you're looking around, I want you to notice that across the room from you, there's a door. I invite you to walk over to that door now. Open it and go through it. And imagine that you're in a forest, standing on a path. It's the same path that you've been on before, the path that will lead you to a field, a clearing. And so I invite you now to start walking along that path, taking a moment to look around, to listen to any sounds that you might hear, to check in with your body and see if you're feeling any sensations as you walk along the path. One foot in front of the other, continuing to breathe in and out with every step. I want you to notice that just up ahead, the path ends and brings you to the field that you've been in before. So once you reach that field, I invite you to go to the center of it and stand in the middle, noticing the field is surrounded by the forest. You can see the tree line all around. Notice that in front of you is north, behind you is south, to your left is the west, and to your right is the east. Each direction has a path leading from the tree line into the forest. And today we'll be taking the path to your right, to the east. So I invite you now to turn towards the east and go towards the tree line and find the path that leads you into the forest. This path leads you to a hill where there are no trees, just beautiful green grass. I invite you now to start walking up the hill that's in front of you. The hill can be small, it can be big, whatever your preference. But with every step, just notice that you're moving up in altitude, taking a deep breath in and out with every step, going up the hill. I want you to notice now that you're getting closer and closer to the top of the hill. And once you get there, notice that there's a beautiful meadow, beautiful, short, well-cut grass. And there's a blanket in the middle of the meadow for you to sit on. I invite you to go there now and get comfortable on that blanket. Once you're sitting there, I want you to imagine a light breeze coming by. It's the perfect summer breeze, just brushing your skin, maybe blowing in your hair a little. Take a deep breath in and smell the air. Feel it all around you. I want you to notice now that coming towards you on a gentle current of air is a feather. Blowing in the breeze, gently making its way down to you. And as you continue to look in the sky, I want you to notice so many other feathers coming down, dancing in the breeze, slowly making their way down to the meadow. I want you to notice that as the feathers touch the ground, they transform into shapes, into people. These are your ancestors. and they are so happy that you've made it to the meadow today. All your ancestors are also getting comfortable, sitting down in the grass, in the meadow with you. But there is one in particular that would like to come forward. I invite you to take a minute now and see if you can hear which one is asking to come forward. The message will come along with the breeze. You could hear a voice, or perhaps a symbol coming through with the breeze coming towards you. Once you've identified which one of your ancestors is asking to come forward, you can invite them to come, stand up and walk over to you if you'd like to meet them. As they're coming forward, I want you to imagine that they're carrying a box. Another gift for you that gives you an idea of what you've inherited from this bloodline. What superpowers you might have that the ancestors are asking you to carry forward. Something that you can use in your day-to-day life to live out your life's purpose. And so as your ancestor comes forward and gives you that box, I invite you to open it up and take a look inside. Notice what that object is, that symbol, the gift. Now, once you're done, you can close the box back up and set it beside you. Your ancestor is also staying and sitting beside you. And if you listen quietly, you may hear the whisper of another ancestor wishing to come forward. This is the ancestor that is offering you the chance to heal something in this bloodline. Take a moment to listen, to hear who may be wanting to come forward. And if you're able to identify the ancestor, you can invite them to come forward. You may be hearing a whisper, or you may be seeing something come through the soft breeze. Maybe a message is being carried forward through the breeze. Or maybe the breeze is gently pointing you to one of the ancestors sitting before you as an indication that this is the one that needs to come forward. If you would like, you can invite them to come forward. They are also bringing a box for you. If you want, you can accept the box and take a look inside. And when you're done, you can put the lid back on the box and lay the box next to you. This ancestor is also going to stay with you, sitting beside you. I'm going to be playing some music in a few seconds. And during that time, I invite you to communicate with your ancestors. Perhaps others will have messages for you. Or perhaps you'd just like to sit with them for the next few minutes. Take the time to just be open to what experience comes your way. Take your time to focus in on all of your senses. Remember to focus in on what you're seeing, what you might be hearing, what you might be feeling, or if things are just coming to you as a known fact. Accept all of these things as you take the next few minutes with your ancestors. And as the music ends, I invite you back to the sound of my voice. It's time to go back now to your favorite room. But before we do that, take a minute to thank your ancestors and wish them well. And as you see them return to their feather forms and float back up along with the breeze, I invite you to pick up your boxes and start walking back down the hill, leaving the meadow behind. Taking a deep breath in and out with every step, going down the hill. Once you make your way down to the bottom of the hill, find the path that led you here and keep walking along it, back through the trees, back into the field. And then find the path that leads you back to your favorite room, walking along it, taking the time to notice what's around you. Taking the time to notice if you hear the sounds of the forest. Taking the time to notice how your body is reacting to this walk along the path. And when you get to your door, I invite you to open it and go back into your favorite room. Once you're in the room, I want you to take a minute to notice the table that holds your other boxes and walk over there and place the box that holds the healing symbol on the table. Taking the box with your superpower, I invite you now to sit down in a chair or couch in your room. And once you're comfortably seated, you can open the box back up and take out the gift that was given to you. And if possible, put it in your pocket or put it somewhere on your body so that you can take that symbol with you. I invite you to now take a deep breath in and exhale and bring your attention back to the base of your spine, back to that beautiful grapefruit size ball of light. And as you take a deep breath in, I want you to bring that light back up your spine all the way to your crown. And as you exhale, bring that ball of light all the way back down your spine, back to the base of your spine. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, I want you to imagine shrinking that ball of light just a little bit. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, shrink that ball of light a little bit more. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, you shrink it a little bit more. Take another deep breath in. And this time notice that your light is really back down to just that small pea-sized light. Now, I invite you to just return to some normal breathing and start bringing your consciousness back into your physical body, maybe wiggling around your spine, wiggling around your fingers or toes. Maybe stretching your arms out in front of you, interlacing your fingers, and just bringing them up over your head and giving yourself a big stretch. And then bring your arms down and your attention to your eyes. And if you're ready, you can open them back up. And just keep wiggling your body around, moving, bringing yourself back to full consciousness. Okay, so as you're wiggling yourself back into full consciousness, you might want to grab a piece of paper or a pen, pencil, if you have one nearby, because we're going to jump into our questions for a bit of self-reflection. So the first question, and as always, you can always pause in between questions if you want to try and do that self-reflection right away or over the course of the next couple of days, just reflect over the questions. So the first question, of course, is what came through for you today? So remembering that we went, obviously, to the favorite room, we walked along the path, and then we took the direction of the east to climb up the hill. We went to the meadow. Ancestors came down as feathers and then transformed. And you had the gift that came through. That's your superpower. The gift that came through, that's more a symbol of a healing that you're being asked to do for your bloodline, which we're going to be doing in a future session. We haven't forgotten about that. And then you, of course, spent some time as well just with your ancestors. So through all of that, what came through for you? And remember, it's perfectly normal and natural if what I am asking you to imagine or see isn't what you're actually imagining or seeing. If you're seeing or imagining something completely different, go with that. That's cool. That's important. And then maybe reflect on that for yourself. So again, first question is what came through for you? So take some time to note down all of the messages that came through. Nothing is too small. So if as you're walking, you're noticing the green of the leaves on the tree, and that's something that you've kind of focused in on, then note that down. And I think we said last time, if you're noticing just black, just note that down as well. That is something. That's not nothing. So just note it down. So then question number two is, how did those things come through for you? So did they come through sight? Were you seeing? Was it a lot of visuals with your mind's eye? Did you hear anything with the breeze blowing in any messages? And again, the hearing is not necessarily clear messages like somebody is talking in your ear. It might just be like an inner voice speaking to you. So did you hear anything? Did you feel the things that came through for you? Was there, did your body react to it, your physical body? So give that some thought. Or was it just sort of a knowing, like, this is the ancestor that needs to come through for me. This is the other one that wants to come through for me. Sometimes it's just these clear ideas. So notice what came through for you. Were you able to smell the breeze? Was there scent associated with it? So what came through for you? And how did it come through for you? Then question number three is, was any of that surprising to you? So were any of the messages surprising to you? And the way that they came through for you, was that surprising for you? So just asking you to reflect if any of that is new information for you. And then the last question is, what did you learn about yourself today? And what did you learn about your ancestors? So take some time to think about that. And that is it for us today. As usual, we have been in our heads for long enough, and I always encourage you to go out and move your body in any way that you enjoy. Yoga is definitely a great way to continue to move your energy around, and dancing is also an excellent way to do that. Put on your favorite music and just dance like nobody's watching or like everyone's watching, whatever you prefer. Maybe most importantly, go out and find somebody that makes you laugh and spend some time with them. I wish you all a great week, and I hope you'll join me again next week, where we try to communicate with our father's mother's bloodline. So it'll be our paternal grandmother's bloodline. All right, see you next week.
Looking to extend your retreat experience? Join us on Facebook and Instagram at the 12th House Retreats.